I'm Maya Jensen, and this is Live from Studio A. We are so pleased to welcome to our studios today Annie Humphrey and friends. It's the Long Hairs Collective, along with Thomas X from Red Lake, all joining us and celebrating the release of her new album, The Beast in the Garden. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to the studios.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll kick off with a song from Annie.
Okay. Well, this song is was inspired by John Trudell. A word he uses a lot is coherent, and sometimes we're not coherent, and it's very important to know and be aware of what's going on around you and beyond you.
Outbreaks of new diseases. Can't get help from Jesus. Water lashing out, stranded yachts in the trees. Better get ready for the extinction of the bees. Stay coherent for as long as I'm able in this episode.
Live from Studio A, 103.3, the Duluth Alternative, Annie Humphrey. Boy, that one just goes straight to the heart.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, welcome. You have a new album. Is that from the new album?
It is, yep. It's the second track off the new album called The Beast in the Garden. And just a bit about that, the record was written between the time of when Standing Rock was really hot, and all the writing happened kind of in between that time, and like a month ago, I think I just finished recording up and was just slapping some new songs in it, you know, at the last minute. But it's inspired a lot by what's happening right now in this country, in Indian country, and in the whole country and in the world.
Did you spend time at Standing Rock?
Yeah. Yep. I was really honored to stand with some veterans from my reservation on December 4th during the self-deployment. And it was just a really powerful time. I was really honored to be there with them.
This is a really exciting album. You've been recording for almost 20 years. Can you believe it?
No. Like, I met these guys, and these guys were the Longhairs in their early 20s when I met them. Thomas talks about hearing me when he was 13 years old. And so, yeah, when I go out and play, I'm like, you know, I meet up with Keith Cicola on the road and some of these older guys, and we're all getting gray. And it's like, man, we're like, you know,
how
moving
does this
up,
happen?
Man.
Right. 2000 was your album, Heron Smiled. Mm-hmm. That's a long time ago now. I don't know how time flies. you've had, of course, Edge of America, The Sound of Ribbons. Was it just last year, the Uncombed Hair, year and a half ago, maybe?
Yeah, year and a half, yeah.
And for that, you were nominated Artist of the Year for the 16th Annual Native American Music Awards. How does it feel to have that reception?
It was my first record after like 10 years of not writing. And it was really nice to kind of just, you know, like when you have a friend and you haven't seen it for a long time, then you drop back in and you kind of take off where you left off. So it was kind of like that, seeing a lot of people at the awards and a lot of young people out there. You know, again, it makes you feel like, you know, it's not really being old. It is like being, doing this for a long time. And
I think of it as being accomplished.
Yes. Thank you.
You That's have a accomplished word. A lot. And really exciting. So your new album, The Beast and the Garden, this is really inspired by the activism that is really alive today.
Right.
Talk about that. And
I think we're living in a really intense time, and it's not a time to be doing nothing. And my mom went to Chiapas, Mexico in 1996, and she came back and she said, no matter what we do, it'll never be enough, but we can do too little. So it's important not to try to, like you're going to be a super person and save the world. Just, you know, whatever it is that you're led to do, at whatever capacity it might be, you know, like singing or organizing. And I was organizing for Honor the Earth for the past year. And it's really hard, and it's kind of discouraging sometimes when you can't get people to care what you care about, and then it just takes a lot of energy and spirit. So now I'm focusing just on being a singer again.
Well, there's no doubt that these songs really go straight to people's hearts, and I think they do open up people's hearts to the words and the depth of what's behind them.
I hope so.
So this was a long winter of writing.
Yeah. Yep.
Tell us who you're. So you're traveling right now, and you have. Tell us a little bit about. Maybe we can go around and everybody introduce themselves from the Longhairs Collective. Why don't we just go around?
Yeah, my name is Joe Riley. I'm a singer songwriter from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Currently living in Ann Arbor, and I'm Cherokee as well as Italian and Irish. And I like to honor all my ancestors in my music and singing. And Annie has been a mentor and an inspiration to me as a songwriter and as an activist for many years now. So it's a real pleasure to be with her on this tour and to be able to contribute through music and guitar picks and whatever else I can, other ways I can contribute.
Peace. Good morning. My name is Brian Babb. I'm from San Diego, California, and I travel here to participate in music with Joe. And in music with Annie. I met Joe when we were both at the University of Michigan, late 90s, early 2000s. And gratefully, our relationship has grown in the activism we both participated in the music. We've both been drawn to one another to share and create. And I echo Joe really gratefully acknowledging and with a lot of honor how much of a guide and how much of a coach and how much of a support Annie has been and an inspiration and source for empowerment as well. And so much of the time I spent in Michigan with Joe as a long hair, the years we spent with Annie touring, really laid a foundation for my artistry as being an expression of what I care about, who I care about, and how I care about what I care about, in self-determination and in community and in humanity. So it's feel really fortunate to be here and share in this time, because, I mean, as Annie just said, these are intense times. And intense times, I think sometimes to get through them, we need to get together with intensity as well. And there is an intensity about our getting together that I'm very nourished by, and we hope others will be too.
Oh, bonjour, Anishinaabeg, Anamikiani, Kwan Indigenous Cause, Nimeando Dim, Misquat Gummy, Wizagi, Gun, and Dunjeba. What's up? My name is Thomas. I'm from the Red Lake Band of Ojibwe, representing Rez Rap Records, hip hop artist, spoken word poet. Yeah, likewise with the long hair said about Annie, as far as being a mentor and somebody who made me see my music from a different perspective. Because when I met Annie, well, I met Annie as a teenager, actually, before I started doing music. But I was performing in Bemidji a few years back, and she was at the same show. And, you know, I knew she was really active in community involvement and trying to spread awareness about important things. So I told her, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, I want to get out there more and be more active. And that's when she said something along the lines of, well, your music is your activism based on what you talk about in your songs. And that made me realize, like, I could use music as a tool and as a something powerful to spread my message. So, you know, Gitchy Miigwech to Annie for her guidance and for all she does for her community of Leech Lake and everything. And it's an honor to be here and an honor to be a part of this tour. Miigwech.
And let me just add, you know, these guys inspire me. That's why I have them surrounding me and on this journey with me. I mean, I picked them carefully and on purpose because they inspire me. And I'm just really proud of them, each of them, for what they do and what they say and for their art and their expression.
Well, I feel an incredible amount of gratitude in this room right now. How does it feel to hear all the lauded words, those amazing things that they had to say about you?
Well, you know, it's reciprocated, so it's mm-hmm. I know exactly what they're saying because I feel the same way about them. I think yep. they're like magic to me, and they're energizing, and they're feeding me every day, that every minute I'm with them, you know, it's like, yeah, we can do this. Because, you know, I could have got my guitar and gone on tour and made phone calls and be by myself and come and do shows and leave again, but it wouldn't have meant as much, and I wouldn't grow by myself, you know, that these guys, we're just talking and learning stuff all the time. Even this guy Alex, he's learning stuff too about being a warrior, huh, Alex?
Well, let's move on with the music. Joe.
Yeah. I was going to do a song. You were speaking of gratitude. This is a thank you song. And it's in Anishinaabemowin, which is the indigenous language of the Great Lakes in this area. So sometimes we forget. We think English is the first language, but it's not. So it's a little reminder of that. And it's a simple thank you prayer. And that prayer goes out to Annie, goes out to the water, to our Mother Earth, goes out to all of our ancestors and teachers who have brought us here today. Gumukwechin Mashomis, Gumukwechin Okamis, Gumukwechin Shkakamekwe, Gumukwechin Nibi, Gumukwechin Nenam Mashomisak, Gumukwechin Nenam Nokomisak. Thank you, Grandfather. Thank you, Grandmother. Thank you, Mother Earth. water. Thank you, grandfathers. Thank you, grandmothers. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, water.
Live from Studio A, this is 103.3 KUMD, Annie Humphrey, and there, Joe with the Long Hairs Collective, and Joe also has a solo project, Joe Riley, and your solo project, Greyhound Bus Tour. Yeah. Is this a recent release?
That's a few years old.
Nice.
Yeah, 2013, and that song is actually on my most recent one, which is a children's album called The Circle.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So glad to have you all with us. Let's continue on with we want to fit everyone's performance in. You're really you're traveling with a great crew, and I think we should make sure that everybody gets a performance here. Who should we have next, Annie?
Oh, let's do Thomas.
All right, so Thomas, welcome, and Thomas X from Red Lake, and
yep.
You shared some great stuff there. Talk about your music and maybe share what you're going to perform today.
Yeah, so I've been doing rap music for about 7 years now. Before I got into rap music, I was just writing poetry, freestyle poetry. And most of my music is about Ojibwe culture, Red Lake history, modern and past, Native empowerment. Empowering the good people, and bringing awareness to Native Americans, because I feel like Native American people are underrepresented in all forms of entertainment, whether it be music, acting. So I try to my best to represent the Red Lake Nation and represent Native people whenever I perform any kind of art, whether it be my poems or rapping at some kind of show, because I do a variety of shows. Like when I perform with Annie, like I have a certain style I like to bring to the table, and then there's times where it might be an all rap show with other rap artists, and it's like a different kind of caliber of how you bring your poetry. But I like to emphasize that with rap music is that it's poetry, because I think a lot of people, the only rap music they'll hear is what's popular on the radio, and that's, you know, the representation of modern times, what's popular. But and we were just talking about this last night on Annie's tour bus, that there's so many different styles of rap music. So I guess I'd like to consider mine backpack rapping, which means it was like, you know, you got 16 bar verses and you have a lot of lyricism involved, storytelling. There's a lot of emphasis on the lyrics. So kind of like, I guess the rappers I grew up listening to were in the 90s. They did a lot of storytelling, rapping about their neighborhoods. And I think that's why I vibed with it so much. A lot of things they were saying, the struggles they talked about in the inner city, was similar to things we were facing on the reservation. So even though I was coming from a different ethnicity and culture, I vibed with a lot of what they said. So I think that's why rap music stuck with me so much. And I try to use it as a medium to connect with the kids in my reservation. I try to talk about my culture and Red Lake history to get the youth paying attention to our language, our chiefs, our treaties, and our everyday modern culture. So it's a way, like, I try to show the kids we could adapt with the times but still hang on to our values and ways.
What are we going to hear?
So what I want to do right now is a spoken word poem called The Seven Teachings, or The Seven Grandfathers. It's the values we follow in Anishinaabe ways, instilled in our Ojibwe culture. So, kick back, listen and chill to what I be speaking, because what I have to say to you right now is very intriguing. I'm talking about the ways of the Ojibwe people that seem to be leaving. Yes, of course, I'm talking about the seven teachings. So what are the seven teachings? Number one, respect. Respect is something that we seem to neglect, and if you take a look at the world, it's starting to have a big effect. So maybe we should all take a look in the mirror and put ourselves in check, because the world could be a lot better place if we showed each other some more respect. Number two, truth. Truth is something that I should be rapping in the booth. Truth is something that could be easy to take or harder than your tooth. Truth is something that people claim they have all the way through the roof, but it's also something they forget about when they get caught in a coup. But truth is something that we got to learn to express. It's got to come through our hearts and our chests, not so much through our brains when we stress. Number three, wisdom. Wisdom is something you obtain when you sit down and listen. And to obtain it, some of my people went to college, some of my people went to prison. But to have wisdom is to know that you have a gift and a reason, and you maximize on it and utilize it all four seasons. Just know that you have a gift. Number four, honesty. Honestly, to be honest, it ain't like reading a book or learning Ebonics. It's kind of like learning to be true, to hold, and to keep your promise. But to be honest is to speak from your heart and to leave your head. And you pick apart the dark and don't speak when your vision is red. And number five, humility. Humility is to be humble. And to be humble is to keep it together when everything seeming to crumble. Like you in the pitch black dark in the middle of a jungle. But when adversity comes your way, you ready to rumble. And when you get knocked down, you get up again after you tumble. Because there's been times in my life where people tried to belittle me. And it was in those moments I had to express my humility. Number six, courage. To be courageous is to do the right thing when you have every opportunity to do what's wrong. So I got to take the opportunity to say good things inside of my songs. I got to talk about what's really real and what's really going on. To be courageous is to do the right thing. You pick apart the darkness, you see the happiness the light brings. If you do what's right, you'll find your own light. And number seven, love. Love. It ain't always a white wedding and flying doves, but it's something we could express to each other because we have those feelings for the ones that are above. Love is something that I'm wishing to see. Love is something that the Creator gave to us unconditionally. Love is something as simple as telling all your people, Gije Wain Amen. Aho, the seven teachings. Miigwech.
That was a lot of truth.
Which, appreciate the time.
Live from Studio A, there at Thomas X from Red Lake, and spent some real words there. We have Annie Humphrey and friends, the Longhairs Collective, and Thomas X live from Studio A right now. And we still have more to get to. This is such a great group, Annie. I can see why you're enjoying this.
Right.
We still have more. This is fantastic. We have Brian up next.
Peace. Hello again. So, my artistry, a lot like Thomas X's artistry. It's born out of a relationship to hip-hop. It's born out of a relationship to spoken word, and was born out of a relationship to poetry. And Joe and I talked about doing one piece today, but in the flow of how things are progressing right now, I'm going to do a different piece. This is a poem. And it's a poem that comes from acknowledging helpers. Before we took off on the road, we circled up yesterday, and Annie invited us to be present to who our helpers are, those here, those past, and calling on those helpers and asking those helpers who are so very willing to be there for us in all of our efforts to push us along and pull us forward. Joe also introduced me to a practice of Buddhism that talks about joy. Joy is one of my helpers. And in this tradition of Buddhism, joy is an entity of sustenance. Annie mentioned that doing the work is hard. Organizing is hard. If it's a campaign to oppose the construction or the abandonment of pipelines, if it's a campaign to oppose and combat police murder, if it's a campaign to mobilize progressive communities of voters, it's very, very taxing work. And so how do we sustain ourselves? And so joy, calling on joy, is one of the ways that I sustain myself. And I think about joy inspired by some other writers. It came out for me to say, joy is not the absence of hurt, turmoil, or poor tending. It's to be amidst all of those things and all else with an openness to commune with healing transformation, indomitable light, and honoring celebration. And this piece is about joy. It's called Your Giving Seeds. You are, at your center, a seed, wanting with your growing need to share beauty only your own insides can see. The rose is without an explanation. She blooms because she blooms. You are petals, fractal, crimsoning, bearing a creator's symmetry, a blossom, softening force of nature, almost symphony, your organs playing their roots, conducting your collarbones, shoulder marrow of your auras wielding, yielding like harvest moons do. The full moon, the full loom of your I am is ever worth witnessing. And I can't comprehend where your smiling into ends. Your imagination ascends, sharing in presence, purposed, eternal, a glimpse of never and always, beyond, after, now here. Your face begins to transmute skin and color. Your ancestry means family and name. Being and frame defies all oppression made of toil, triumph, soil, and clay. Is it from the clouds that you come or today? Your chin pointed in adoration to an air up above, lifted as though your throat knows only how to swallow rising. Your vocals still skying heights that make our sun look low, crying their gravity, bursting in fire speak, myriad lessons sacred warriors and dancers teach. Your lips aglow like embers stoked by the fanning intentions chakras enfold, emboldened and spoken, chest troven with the bounty of sounding syllables whose treasure resides in you saying them, the something that you are, precious as water from a starfall. or the heavening touch of a breeze at dusk. You are as giving to yourself as you are to me. Molded by mana, your heart is my grounding. Full of pounding and pondering, wondering and wandering, I want to be at the beat of our sundering, synchronous and syncretic, indebted to how you love erodes all longing. Your eyelids, folded closed at rest, in asanas, posed to address the blessing vision swirling beneath them. Your nose bridges yellow-brown brow to spouting mouth, letting in and out your will's willingness to bask in brilliance and peace embodied. Your temple approaching cheeks peak like faces of mountains, terrained with trails of tears, blazed with the strength that has treaded their healing. Your piercing ears perked in mirth, perched between churning and unseen unfurling, effortlessly work to render everything their muse. Your hair, styled and strewn of earth and tone, the length of your grace and grit, dancing down, neck nodding to boom bap rhythms, wind song and groove, you are contoured by the blues, light and blackened, shown unto a halo's radiance, piecing together the un and known with the essence of you, joy. Your becoming refuses to be postponed. The something that you are, precious as water, from a starfall or the heavening touch of your breath at dusk. You are as giving of life. You are as giving of life as you are to all of us.
Live from Studio A, that's Brian from the Long Hairs Collective joining us, all part of Annie Humphrey and Friends Live from Studio A. I just feel honored to share in this artistry today. How did the Long Hairs Collective come about?
So the Long Hairs Collective came about in Ann Arbor, Michigan. 2000-2001. Ann Arbor, as a college town, is very much alive with the scene of the arts. There's a really, really vibrant, at the time, really, really vibrant spoken word scene. At the time, really, really vibrant music scene, really, really vibrant hip-hop scene. And it was interesting because Joe was in the music scene. The Long Hairs, who's not with us today but will join us, Will, at the time, the Ill Wizard, a.k.a. now the Will C., he was in the hip-hop scene, and I was in the spoken word scene. Through activism, the three of us became friends. And it was actually in our relationship from our activism that the three of us discovered that we also share art. And so, much like Thomas X said, how Annie exposed to him that art is activism, activism is art, it was the three of us that were very, very fortunate enough to meet. And in that intersection, we started doing music together as the Long Hairs Collective.
And clearly an inspiration for this whole group as well, activism, that thread. Annie Humphrey, thank you so much for coming through, and really congratulations on the new album, The Beast and the Garden.
Thank you. So we're going to do a little song here just to go out. And just be coherent, everybody, please. Just be coherent.
Live from Studio A. Hey, thank you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us.
Miigwech.
Annie Humphrey and the Long Hairs Collective. Live from Studio A. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Ryan Yuki, Paul Sirar, Morgan Kohler, Amy McNamara, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thanks for listening.